Let's talk about three things to keep in second place. Well, or third or fourth, but friends, one thing is known. Only one thing can be in first place. Let's talk about priorities today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Great having you with us again for our studies from the International Gospel Hour, on air or online since 1934, and we are truly blessed. We appreciate your choice in listening to us, and we're grateful for our audience worldwide, wherever you may be listening to us. Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. Please feel free to peruse our website, see a little bit about our history, and leave us a message where you hear our broadcast. We love to hear from our listeners. We are under the oversight of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ and her elders. And our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. That's P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. And we're grateful that you listen to our broadcast. And with that being said, let's begin. In John 14, in verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Well, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me." Friends, Jesus did not pursue the world, and how thankful we are that he is now preparing for us when we leave this world. Friends, will you and I be ready? We know not when our lives will end. Our lives, as James says, are but a vapor, here for a little while, then vanishes away, James 4, and the teaching therein of the shortness of life, actually verses 13 through 17. Friends, we need to think on these things. And are we prepared when we leave this earth? Let's consider some other words of Jesus when in Matthew 16:26, Jesus asked, "What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Friends, we are not to pursue nor gain this world and everything therein. It is said from time to time, "He who dies with the most toys wins." And friends, nothing could be further from the truth. We can attain all the toys or things in this world, and they will have our focus toward the world and not toward Christ. Once again, friends, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? We are taught in Matthew 6, verse 33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things therein will be added unto us, all the things that we read of in earlier verses, what God will provide for us. Friend, I'd like for you and I to think about what we need to keep in second place, or things most definitely not in first place. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first, a little bit more information about our work at International Gospel Hour. Here is our Jay Webb.
The best way to reach us is our toll-free number at 855-444-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 855-444-6988. If you can, give us a quick call and let us know where you hear International Gospel Hour. Tell us what city and what radio station. Thanks, and keep listening.
Friends, let's keep in that distant second place or even further, the pleasures of the world. In Luke 8:14, Jesus, in teaching of the parable of the soils and or the parable of the soils and the seed or the heart, he said, "That which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection." In Luke 21:34, Jesus said, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly." Material things will not survive, friends. They cannot satisfy, nor can they save. And if we pursue the pleasures of this life only, we will never find true joy. Things change, and then we'll find happiness and seek for it in the wrong places. Please keep in mind that what we see on this earth is temporary. What is not seen is eternal, where our focus should be. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Let's keep in a distant second place and maybe even further the priority of finances. Again, our lesson text of Matthew 16:26, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We know where the focus of man was and where it would lie, toward the things we can gain in this world. In Luke 12:15, Jesus said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." You see, friends, that's not how our lives are to be decided or taken. Sometimes we look upon what a person has and we think about they being the best in the world. But how many times have you and I have noted individuals that seem to have all the wealth in the world had more personal or mental or, for that matter, spiritual problems? Let's continue with the text from Luke 12:22 and 23 when Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment." Now, Jesus is not telling us not to be concerned. We understand that we need to work and provide for our own, 1 Timothy 5:8, but he wants us to put our trust in the Lord as we press onward doing the things that are needful. In John 6:27, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." We want to labor for that which is important. Yes, we need finances. Yes, we need money in which to live, in which to spend. But let us not place our priority on that is all that we can attain, and that we are fine spiritually when we are not. Dear friends, we could spend every dime in the world, and it would not save us. We could save every dime in the world, and it would not save us. Let us use what God has granted to us. It was once said, "I counted dollars while God counted crosses. I counted gains while he counted losses. I counted my worth by the things gained in store, but he sized me up by the scars I bore. I coveted honors and should for degrees. He wept as he counted the hours on my knees. And I never knew until one day at a grave how vain are those things that we spend life to save." Number 3. Let's keep that distant second, or even further, the priority of family. Friends, hear me out. Jesus said in Luke 14:26, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." When you look at that verse by itself, you think, well, wait just a moment. I hate? The word here means to love less, or to put the Lord, or to put these things before everyone, everything. To put things, let's see if I can clarify this a little bit more. The word hate here means to love less, and a meaning of the text that the Lord should be put first before everyone and everything else. If I have the Lord first in my life and my earthly father second, then I will treat my father the way the Lord instructs me, and my mother, and my wife, children, etc. You see, brethren? You see how that works? Now, can your family see you have lost your life for the cause of Christ? Do they see Christ in you and your influence in their lives? Let's pause and ask them questions here. First of all, have my personal pleasures taken over my life? Have they pulled me from God, or am I walking closer to God? Do they have the right priority in my life? Do I find myself putting those things over my life for Christ? Have my finances taken over my life? Is my work pulling me from God? Is the attainment of things or toys becoming my God, if you will? Have I pointed my family in the right direction? Do they see my life is in Christ, and do they know my choice and my walk for Christ? Have I talked with them about Christ? Friends, there are just some things we need to keep in second place, or for that matter, even further. Maybe we've talked about some things to prompt you for further study to get your life where God would have it to be. Let's pause for our J. Webb and let him tell you about our Bible study course by mail. We'd like for you to give it a try. Maybe those, or maybe within that, will be the answers that you need to help you get your priorities right. Here is our J. Webb.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
And from your friends at International Gospel Hour, we bid you farewell until another time. I'm Jeff Archie. Thanks for joining me today. And friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.